You know, we faced some adversity. We gave up some, obviously, a lot more rushing yards than we would have wanted to, and especially in the second quarter. So we knew at halftime that we just needed to make a little adjustments to stop, and we ended up doing it when we need to and got a bunch of big plays, too.
How did you deal the past week after what happened last week and not playing the expansion scrimmage?
I mean, just like I did any other week. I mean, I didn't approach anything any different. Approached the game the same way just like I did last week, even though I didn't get in. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had a good time this week of practice and everything, and I'm kind of, I guess, from everything going on outside of the stadium, I'm always kind of sheltered from it just because I choose to be. So it's fine. Inside the stadium, at the facility, I feel great.
Does it make up for what happened?
What do you mean? What make up for
it? Do you feel better, though? I mean,
I'm glad I got to play some. Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not out for revenge or anything to make up for anything that happened, but I was glad to play and be part of the plan, and I think we put some good packages today, and a lot of people got to make plays.
You had the first tackle of the game. You came in hard. That kind of set the tone for your day. I mean, you just came and blew him off.
Yeah, I mean, that's football's funny, man. If one guy makes a tackle or gets a sack, it's usually because of the other 10, and I had some guys in front of me that ate up a bunch of blockers to allow me to do that, so that's kind of how every play works. There's always one or two guys that kind of get the attention, and the rest of the guys are the ones that did all the dirty work. So that's kind of how every play works.
Nice to get that in right off the bat, though, first play?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you always, as a player, you like to get into a rhythm and feel like you can get to plays. As a defensive guy, you just want to make some tackles early and feel good and get into the rhythm, and that definitely helped me.
How about the pressure you had on Edwards in the third quarter to force the interception?
Yeah, I mean, I wish we had held it for a second longer, but it worked out perfectly because I hit him, and then as I was getting up, I heard a loud cheer, so I knew someone probably got it, and it was even added bonus to see the Chiller got it. So I was glad, and I was just glad I didn't hit him about an inch higher and get a penalty, fine, everything. So it was a good play call by Coach Capers.
Did you know you were going to be in all those packages?
No, I mean, we never really know exactly like how much you're going to play, I think, going into the game, which I don't, but I have an idea of what packages I'm in on. I know that, but it all kind of depends on how the flow of the game is going and what they're doing as well as us, so never really know.
How about Clay on the field? I mean, just talk about his development, what you've seen from last year and these first few games this year.
I mean, it's awesome. These last couple of weeks, obviously, started out with a bang. It's good to see. I think, you know, he's, with the way he's going, sky's the limit, obviously. It's great to see. And as a defense, we have a guy like that. That helps us out a lot, especially even guys that are back in coverage. You know, him getting all that pressure is going to help us out and even get more turnovers, more interceptions. And he's obviously going to get sacks and cause fumbles.
Where's this defense at? I mean, after two games, kind of your assessment so far?
I don't know what our expectations were. We have real high expectations for ourselves. We've the last 2 weeks, we've definitely given up more rush yards than we would like. But overall, I think we've got a handful of good plays and big plays we've made when we've had a little bit of adversity. So, you know, we're growing as a defense. We just want to make sure every week that we're the most physical defense out there. And that's really one of the only things we can control.